Hey, Doc, we found this on an off-world patrol with AR-6, and Dr. Kim said I should bring it to you. David looked up from the Coffea Atlantica he was repotting. Major Lorne? Major Lorne, still wearing his tack vest but otherwise unarmed, stood in the doorway of Greenhouse 3, holding a little seedling in a burlap sack, the kind the botanists used to preserve a sample on the fly till they could get it back to the greenhouse to be properly potted and studied. Apparently it's very rare and important. Major Lorne held out the seedling like he thought it might explode suddenly. David stared at it. Is that a Phaseolus vulgaris? I don't know. I'm not a botanist, Major Lorne said, but he eyed the plant. Dr. Kim said it was very important and very rare and possibly a cure for... An alarm went off. The greenhouse doors slid shut behind Major Lorne, forcing him forward. What the hell? Major Lorne spun around, one hand going for the pistol strapped to his thigh. Which, wow, he had nice thighs. Not that David had looked at his thighs a lot or anything. Major Lorne, Dr. Parrish, you've been exposed to a potentially hazardous contaminant in an alien plant and need to remain in quarantine until medical staff can determine whether you're safe, Chuck said over the radio. What? You mean this plant Major Lorne brought me? No, it's just a... Plant with a possibly aerosolized version of the Massospora cicadina that can infect humans, Myung-jun broke in. David said, You pronounced that perfectly. Thank you. You rehearsed that, David said, and also I'm pretty sure this is just a Phaseolus vulgaris, and also if we're infected, you're all infected too. Bless me at you, Myung-jun said cheerfully. Major Lorne said, What's going on? I speak some Korean, but I don't speak Latin.
Sir, we're in quarantine, Sergeant Billick said, in the infirmary. I guess that plant Dr. Kim found was dangerous? We only realized it just now. So you gotta stay there with Dr. Parrish till the symptoms wear off.
What symptoms? Major Lorne asked. David hadn't had to really use Latin in a long time, and he had to parse through it carefully. First of all, Massospora cicadina is a fungus, not a plant. And second of all, Major Lorne and I are not cicadas, and third of all what, Doc? Major Lorne asked.
David eyed Major Lorne. You said you speak Korean?
Yeah, I was stationed at Osan AFB for a few years early in my career. Why?
David cupped a hand around his radio and hissed at Myung-jun.
Ya, jugle?
Myung-jun just laughed and said, Bonk, bonk, cure, be free. David spluttered, This is not BTS fan fiction. Let us out immediately. Myung-jun blew a raspberry.
BTS, no. NCT, better. See you later. Call me when you're dating.
David switched to another channel.
Chuck, I can't believe you're helping them with this.
All he heard was ringback music, like a cell phone, and Haechan singing Bless Me At You. David needed new friends, stat. Major Lorne stared at David.
Did you just tell Dr. Kim you wanted to die?
What? No, it's idiomatic. I asked if he wanted to die, which is more like, I'm going to kill you, which... David sighed. You can put the plant down. It's not poisonous. It's green beans.
What?
Major Lorne peered at it. I thought it looked familiar, but in Pegasus you can never tell. Just because something looks familiar doesn't mean it is.
So, why was I sent here with a green bean sapling and locked in here on a false pretense quarantine that Dr. Kim and my subordinates are colluding on? And what is that cicada fungus, anyway?
It's a curiosity on Earth. It kills cicadas en masse. It stays dormant in them for 17 years and then just lays waste to whole populations of them in one fell swoop, David said. He scrubbed a hand over his face. But it's transmitted via sex. And when the cicadas are infected by it, they sort of turn into sex fiends and spread it like mad and kind of have sex till they die.
Oh, so it's like poison ivy's sex pollen, Major Lorne said.
David stared at him.
You know, poison ivy from the Batman comics.
Major Lorne looked at David, then at the green bean plant. He set it down on the workbench.
So, this plant is supposedly some kind of sex pollen plant, and we might be infected, and we need to stay in here till our symptoms have cleared.
David said, Look, I do think you're very attractive, and my friends know it, and apparently your teammates know it, but this whole setup is highly unprofessional, and I apologize.
Major Lorne looked David up and down and said, Achoo.
David blinked.
Wait, really? But,
Major, call me Evan.
All right.
David stepped closer and said, Achoo.
Let me out you. Simon says be cool. Don't be such a fool.